And let's pray together. Heavenly Father, as we seek to grow in our understanding of the good news, we pray for your help by your Spirit to work in our hearts and minds, that we would know more of your glory and your greatness in what you have done through the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Okay, this is a question, it could be for younger people, but I suspect it may be for everybody. Have you ever tried to hide what you're doing? You might be doing it now, of course. You might be trying to hide what you're actually doing in this service. You might not have your camera on at home. Could be doing anything. Have you ever tried to hide what you're doing? You just don't want anybody to see. Mobile phones are a great temptation in this regard. You know, just playing a song on your phone, but you don't want anybody to see. It's sometimes because it's doing something we shouldn't do. So you might be, I don't know, sneaking a biscuit out of the biscuit tin when you know you're not supposed to. Or you might be trying to hide the fact you're picking your nose. Masks can be quite good for that. Or it might be because you're giving somebody a surprise. So I bet lots of parents have been like, you know, they might have been buying presents and hiding them, and then because they don't want you to know what they've been doing. They're hiding what they're doing until it's time to give somebody a surprise. Apparently getting engaged is a bit like this. That's an issue in our house at the moment with Beth. That Johnny was doing all sorts of things so that Beth didn't know were happening. He was hiding what he was doing, and then he popped the question. There can be good or bad reasons to hide what we're doing. Just don't want anyone to see. Well, at the first Christmas, God did not hide what he was doing. He wanted everyone to know. All people, everywhere, in every generation throughout history, God was not hiding what he was doing at the first Christmas. He wants us to know. And if you read the first two chapters of Luke's Gospel, if you know Christmas Day's got a bit of, you know, got a bit of spare time, read the first two chapters, you'll discover that there were people who saw what happened. It wasn't hidden away. There were eyewitnesses. You'll remember the story. There were all the people praying and waiting for Zechariah in the temple, in the most famous building in the city. And they knew when he came out that he'd seen a vision. And then all his neighbours and relatives gather around when his son John is born. And all the hills, the hill country and all the villages around Jerusalem, they all knew that something was happening. Everyone knows when and where Jesus' birth was. In the days of Caesar Augustus, when Quirinius was governor, when this census was called in the town of Bethlehem. It's all in the wide open. And then there's this massive burst of song from the shepherds. On top of that, from the angels to the shepherds. On top of that, John the Baptist, when he'd grown older, his job was to make what God was doing known. And Luke has written it all down. God did not hide what he was doing. Rather, there's a wide open invitation saying, "Look what I did." Now, this tells us two things. It tells us that everyone can know the good news if they want to. Everyone can know God's good news if we want to. It's not hidden away. Nobody can say, "What good news?" I mean, I looked for it, but it's been kept secret. Nobody can say that. That means you and me as well. You can know more and more about God's good news if you want to. It has not been hidden from us. So it tells us that we can know. Everyone can know the good news if we want to. It also tells us that God is for us. He is for everyone. It's not just about if I want to know or not. God wants me to know his good news. It's not just about if you want to know. God wants you to know his good news, because he hasn't kept it hidden. Why else let everybody see what he was doing if he didn't want people to know? You can know as much about God's good news as you want, and God wants you to. Now we know, don't we? Some people, some of us, only go to church at Christmas, and that's the only time we get to hear the good news of Jesus. But Christmas itself tells us that we should be hearing this good news as much as we can. It's in the open for us. Now, here we've got courses and groups. There are books and daily routines. There's growing and sewing. There are videos. There are podcasts. There are audio Bibles. There are parents. There are friends. And there's music. The list goes on and on and on as to how we can hear more of God's good news. Matthew spoke of having Bible binges rather than Netflix binges the other Sunday. God has not hidden what he's done. Everyone can know as much as they want about God's good news. God wants us to know. So what are we going to do differently from this Christmas day onwards because of what God wants for us? What are we going to do differently about growing in God's good news? It's there if we want it. Well, what exactly was God making known? Well, the carols and creeds have told us already in our service, haven't they? The eternal word of heaven who took on flesh. That's not God turning into a human, and it's not a human somehow being turned into God, but God taking human nature into himself. So the word remains God, and he is the human baby Jesus, who grows and lives and dies and rises. Divine and human. And he did this, God did this, to offer peace to all who will draw near. That's what our service has already told us. So you know I'm not making it up. It's exactly what the angels say to the shepherds in verses 10 and 11. Of Luke chapter 2. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." There's the God wants everyone to know bit. Great joy for all the people. Verse 11. "Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Christ, the Lord." Saviour. Someone come to bring peace with God. That's what the angels celebrate. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests. Peace with God. Reconciling of earth, the highest, and heaven. Glory to God in the highest heaven. And peace to those on earth. Saviour. Ultimately, when the angels speak of peace here, it means that every relationship between everything and everyone, everywhere, all the time, is perfectly restored. A Saviour who comes to bring peace. But then we're told two things about this Saviour. We're told that he is the Messiah in Hebrew, and the Christ in the Greek. Same, just the translation. He is the Messiah, the promised Old Testament King, the anointed one. Very much an earthly figure. in the Old Testament to begin with. The anointed one, the human being who would have oil poured upon them, anointed, the Messiah. So that's very much a human being. But he is also, in that verse, the Lord. He is Christ the Lord. The Lord, the one Lord. The one Lord from heaven. Very much God. The eternal word of heaven took on flesh to bring us peace with God. God himself come as one of us, offering peace to all who will draw near. That's what God is making known. I put it to you, how much more of that would you like to know? There may be very, very familiar ideas. And maybe ideas that you're stumbling across for the first time. Really? That God took on flesh and came and lived amongst us? Well, how much more do you want to know? Because God has not hidden this away. We can grow as much as we want to. And God wants us to. How much of this, the joy and the hope which comes from this message, do you want? So what's going to be different about your interactions with the good news from this Christmas day onwards? Now, we were thinking about hiding before. But what about something that you just can't hide? Jill was presented with a massive worm in a kind of mud kitchen garden sandwich the other day. Because somebody was so excited about this worm that they just couldn't hide it. We can't hide some things, can we? It's difficult to hide when you break the big kitchen window as an 8-year-old with a football, turns out. Or when you get engaged to be married, it's very hard not to talk about it. If you've got a shiny new Brexit deal, you don't want to keep it to yourself. You can't hide it. And then some of you may even have some presents here this morning that you just want to show to everybody because of what they are. Well, the shepherds couldn't hide what they had found. They managed to learn enough about the good news in one night that they simply couldn't keep it to themselves. Verse 17, when they had seen the baby, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. Now that's what you would expect, wouldn't you? The more we know of God's good news, the more filled with the joy and hope that all is right with God forever, the more we realise that God wants everyone to know his good news, the more it will spill out from us. Growing and sowing. It's because generations before us did this that we're actually here today, listening to what we're listening to and singing what we're singing. Because people refused to keep it to themselves. It's up to us to know something of the good news. Like the shepherds, to help others to know God's good news. If we turn into a church that doesn't do that, then we just haven't worked out how good God's good news is and how God wants his good news to be heard by all the nations. God did not hide his good news. God wants everyone to know his good news. God himself came as one of us, offering peace to all who will draw near. That's the good news. Let us know as much as we can of God's good news Let us grow. And it's too good to keep to ourselves. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." I mentioned Brexit in passing. I haven't mentioned the pandemic. I haven't mentioned all sorts of things. But is not joy and hope and peace precisely what our world has always longed for? And in this current year that's just finishing, that's only been highlighted. It's not been changed. And here it is. "I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we are amazed that the eternal God of heaven, the Word, through whom all things were made, came and took on humanity as a baby and lived amongst us. And Father, it was out of your love for the world that he came, that we might have eternal and perfect peace with you, with all things, that every relationship might be fully restored forever. Father, these things amaze us. We read of the baby being born and shepherds coming. And yet this was the most momentous event ever in history. And Father, you have not hidden these things from us, but you have made them known. Jesus came and lived and died on the cross and rose again amongst us for all to see. And so we pray that we would grow in understanding and loving your good news, and that we might prove faithful in making Christ known, that we'd not keep this good news to ourselves, but that the world that longs for joy, hope, and peace, and has in many places forgotten where to find it, we pray, Father, that the witness of Christian people will bring this joy, hope, and peace through the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.